Does your kitchen need tunifying before the holidays? Kitchen Tune-Up will help you select the right service to meet your kitchen goals and budget. Call 810-488-9778 or visit us at kitchentuneup.com to set up a virtual consultation.
7:50 our time. We are less than 2 weeks away from Election Day. Joining us right now is Michigan's Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist II. Lieutenant Governor, good morning.
Good morning. Good to be here with you and your listeners.
I appreciate you joining us. There has been, I know, a major effort to make sure that everybody knows how to vote, when to vote, how to make sure that their ballot is counted. How do you feel like that that campaign, not the campaign for candidates or causes, but the campaign just to make sure we have a good, safe, robust election here in Michigan? How's that going?
Well, I think it's off to a really good start since people have been able to vote. Since September 24th, we've had more than 1.5 million people in Michigan already return their ballots. That is unprecedented. And I'm excited about the record turnout. More people are going to vote this year than have ever voted before. And the reason for that is very simple. In 2018, the voters of Michigan chose to make it easier for people to register to vote and give people more options to vote, including, most importantly, to be able to vote absentee without an excuse. And this year we've added so many more options for you to be able to not just rely on the U.S. Postal Service to return your ballots. I know people have a lot of questions about that. There's so many ways to vote in person early, to drop your ballot off at your clerk's office. And some cities even have satellite voting locations. I mean, there's so much stuff to be done that's been done already. And I think we're going to see a new standard set for voter participation in Michigan.
I know early on there was some question about whether the U.S. Postal Service would be reliable, whether absentee ballots would be legitimate or not. Do you feel like those fears that were out there are being calmed a bit now?
There is no question about the legitimacy of absentee ballots. That is a lie and misinformation coming directly from the President of the United States. Can we be really clear about that? Now, the Secretary of State all the way down to our local election administrators have done a lot of work to make sure that we have safe and secure processes for people to be able to cast those ballots and for them to be counted accurately. And so folks can make a plan to vote that makes sense for them. There's so many different ways to vote. You go to mi.gov/vote. You can see all your options in your municipality. You can take advantage of them. And I want people to make a plan to vote as soon as possible, to not rely on the Postal Service. You can go drop your ballot off right now and make a plan to do it today.
Yeah, it's it really is easy to do. And even if you're not yet a registered voter, you still have time to register, don't you?
That's right. Because, again, thank you, voters of Michigan, for in 2018 passing a law so that people could register to vote up to and including on Election Day in person. So if you know someone who's just turned 18 or hasn't voted before because they're not registered, they can register and become a first-time voter in 2020. I'm very excited about what that means for Michiganders.
Obviously, with so much interest in voting and early voting, we're going to see record numbers of ballots cast by November 3rd. It's going to take a long time to count all those, isn't it?
Yeah, and we need to get comfortable with that. That's not a problem, because I want to see accurate results, not quick results. And so while the local election administrators have been given some new tools that we signed into law a few weeks ago, and they have a little more time to start the processing, the truth is it's going to take a few days for us to really go through all of this unprecedented number of absentee ballots, and that is okay. So folks just need to be patient and let these professionals, let these volunteers. I've been in county clerk's offices across the state, and I'm really just excited about the people who are just so eager to be part of this historic political process in Michigan, and let's let them do their work.
Do we have enough election workers statewide? I know that was a concern. We talked to the Secretary of State a couple of months ago, and she said, boy, we really need more people to work on Election Day, work at the precincts. It sounds like that number has increased since that time. Do we have enough election workers?
Yeah, there's been a concerted effort to recruit more and new people into that process to be election workers. Right now we have about 30,000 new people who are ready to go. And so that is exciting, because, again, these are the first responders for our democracy, the frontline workers for our democracy. And so I'm thankful to all those people for stepping up and really standing tall and getting the training. So they're ready to go. And so I think we'll have enough people. And so now it's a matter of just the voters and the community being patient to let them do their work.
These ballots, of course, are jam-packed. It's not just a presidential election, but there are a lot of local races, state house and things like that. So people really need to pay attention when they're filling out their ballot. But with the presidential election, there is so much emphasis placed on Michigan. We are what's called one of those key battleground states. Why do you suppose Michigan is so important?
Michigan's has always been an important state. And to your point, look no further than the amount of time that the presidential candidates and campaigns are spending in Michigan. Vice President Biden has been here four times. Senator Kamala Harris has been here before. I know that the current vice president was here recently, as was the president. So they know that Michigan is important. They know that Michigan voters are important. They know the issues that matter in Michigan matter across the country, whether it's protecting access to health care, whether it's expanding job opportunity and educational opportunities. What goes in Michigan, or as goes Michigan, so goes the nation.
Before we finish up, what's the one thing that you want Michiganders to know about voting in this year's election?
That there are so many options. It's easier than ever before, and we want everyone who was eligible to cast a ballot. Go to mi.gov/vote to make a plan.
Lieutenant Governor, thanks for your time. Really appreciate it this morning.
All right. Thank you. Everyone take care. Be safe. Go vote.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.